Okay, so let's get back to what creates. We thought it was just the word creates, no matter what the tone or everything or anything. Yeah. We said there was intent didn't matter, nothing mattered, just the word. Now that was grade primary, so now we're in grade like three, where we say,
now you're coming to the notion. Now you're finding out that there is indeed a difference between the toast and the toaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now we're...
Sort of wait, what is that difference? That's the difference between thought and words?
Well, now we're realizing, oh, no, it's not just the word. We just wanted to start you there, but it is your intent.
Oh, okay,
No.
It's your arms and legs and other senses. It's your whole being is what creates.
Is that right, Ion? So what
if someone has all their arms and legs chopped off, are they not?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Well, that's what you can see. You're more than what you can see and hear. So
okay, so if it's not just words, what else is involved, Ion?
Words are due. Words will do you through eternity.
But
what else
the definition
is involved?
Of words can expand. In other words, if you can hear it, it isn't real. Do you agree with that sentence, Ion? See, just like if you can see it, what you see is not real.
Mm-hmm.
What you can't see is real. That means what you can hear is not real. What you can't hear is real. Would you agree with that, Ion?
Yes, we would, because there are many words spoken that no one hears.
Right.
And they do create.
And we think of that as in thought, but it's not thought?
Not thought. It's still a vibration. It issues a sine, cosine, megahertz or hertz frequency that can be picked up or measured or calculated.
Right, and we think it's thought, but that sounds like what he's describing thought, Ion Carroll, right there, right? But he's probably going to say it's not thought. But it is the last week. If a tree falls in nature and no one's there, it does exist because it's more than a sound. It's a vibration. But a vibration refers to everything, and we don't know what everything is in sensory terms. So you have to just know that what you don't exist is way more important than your existing knowing sensory faculties.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get involved in your knowing through a sensory, cultural, global village impact through your culture, that's where you start getting lost and descended.
And if you get trapped in the global village, and every word that came out of your mouth, you know, is the essence of is being created or is instantaneously created, all you would do is speak things you'd like to enjoy. And you could be imprisoned in the global village and be so happy the village idiot would have nothing on you.
I think you said that something called thought and vibration was more than what you say and more than what you think. So that creating thing is going on. If you want to be lazy, just rely on what you say. And that's easy to do because you're creating way beyond that.
And if you look at your life and say, my life sucks, well, now there's you're going to have problems right there. Or I'm ruined or nothing works out for me. All you're doing is setting that up as a potential
creation. Right, so you don't stop.
No.
You don't rely on anything you say because you can cancel anything you say. You can cancel it.
Well, you don't cancel it. You overlay it.
Overlay it.
Cancel.
And you don't have to be afraid of speaking, James. You can say anything you want, as long as you don't stop.
Yeah.
That's why Bob got to the top of the mountain last week, because
so
he didn't stop.
So if your world is perfect and everything works out for you, money flows free and easy to you, everybody loves and appreciates you, you are the king of the day, then continue doing exactly what you've been doing because it's working. But if you turn around and look and all your friends and loved ones hate you and you're always in a mess and it's always one problem after another and everybody's out to get you and the government hates you and the chemtrails are killing you and those Japanese are nuking us all and yada, 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 then you can change that perspective by words that you speak. Then you'll have a new defining position of reality.
Reframing.
Reframing, Ion?
Okay, that's fine.
Is that as good a word as what you said, Ion?
Well, we say reality, but nobody knows what reality really is, so maybe reframing might be a new fun way to look at it.